FM 90.3 WJTL, third day, Let There Be Light. Kate Thompson, lights, and Britt Nicole, Through Your Eyes. Hey, good morning, Fred and Lise with you. Happy Tuesday, 7:05.
It is Talk Back Tuesday. Billy Graham passed away last week at the age of 99. We'd like to hear what impact he had on your life. 717-397-8090.
Our friends from Kavod Theater hanging out with us this morning. Cordell, Caleb, and Richard are here. Hi, guys.
Hey, hello. How's it going?
Great to have you all here. Cordell Hoyard is here. He's the director of Kavod Theater Operations, and he is the mayor of who for Susie Cool the Musical. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great thanks. To have you back. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my wife and Connie and my family. Hi, guys. Good morning.
And it's always great when we have show people here because a lot of their stories revolve around things they've done in shows. You have a great show story that I think anybody that's ever been in a show has the fear of.
Yeah, so I was in a Christmas show, and I had to run down a set that was two stories high, so it was steps, and I have to run down quite quickly. I got on the first step, and my feet just swiped from right under me. Yep. And it just feels like I'm going in slow motion, and I feel like each step on my back, and there's like this hush over the crowd. And I get to the bottom. I'm just on the floor, and I'm like, I guess I just get up and keep
pop
going.
Up, so keep, is that what
that's
you did?
Live theater, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time, but quite embarrassing. Thousands of people just seeing
when
that
I see anyone on a show or TV coming down steps, I've got that fear because we've all done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, scary. Richard Weaver with us. He's Horton the Elephant in Susical. How about that? Richard, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I would like to say hi to my mom, my dad, my brother and sisters. So, yeah.
And so you have a Willy Wonka story for us.
I do have a Willy Wonka story. I've been a part of shows for a couple of years now. And I was playing Willy Wonka in the production Willy Wonka. And there was this giant hat that a little tiny gumball was supposed to be in. And it was supposed to be in a little pocket, but it fell down to the bottom of the hat. So I had to jump in the hat, and like my legs were literally sticking straight up. And the audience was like laughing. They were like exploding with
laughter. I hope you were kicking, trying to get
out. Yeah. I was like, trying to reach for the gumball, and I got it. And then I was like, somebody needs to fix that.
Yeah.
So
that's great. And Caleb Heckman is with us. Caleb is the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, good morning. Hello.
Caleb, anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure, yeah. I'd love to say hi to any of the Susical cast that are listening in. Hi, guys. I'll see you tonight.
And I understand you were up late last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they all should still be listening, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
No excuses.
So you're going to hit us with our third story a show you were in, something embarrassing that happened to you.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I started acting around 2010, but actually in 1999, when I was 8 years old, my church had a production called Tales of the Wise Men that we did. I was 8 years old, this tiny little supporting character, and I had trouble at that time pronouncing my R's, and there was a particular line that just had so many R's, and my sister, Adria, if you're listening, hi, my sister always made fun of me for it.
Do you remember the line?
Oh, yeah.
Can
oh,
you do it for us with like you would have done it when you were that age?
Yeah, sure. It was a, master, master, where are we going? I've never seen so many horses before.
That's so cute. I don't see why your sister made fun of you for that.
Oh, it was adorable.
Yeah, it is adorable.
Kid.
Yeah.
I still have a video of it, actually.
Oh. That's great. We're going to watch it while we're playing music coming up in just a bit. No, we're going to talk to the guys about Susical the Musical, what else is happening at Kavod Theater, and we want to invite you to stick around, so stay with us. On the